Attention, everybody!
Everybody listen up.
You are all officially invited to a dinner party. 7 p.m. tonight at our home, which is officially my friend Burley's home because I don't have a home.
That's it. There's no more left.
Give it to him.
We've been dating for almost a month, so we just decided that we wanted to do something special.
And dinner parties do combine two of our favorite things, dinner and parties.
Parties.
Yeah. It's like if you could have a Xbox pancake.
Portals would be so nice to have.
They would be nice to have, especially when starting off podcasts. Are we calling it 152?
Yes, not
people
sure.
Complain. Fine,
that,
fine,
really?
Fine. I wasn't that connected to the numbers.
Not 151.5?
No.
I like it better as 2.5.
I can't believe how many people like needed that. No offense, Ty.
I was asking just
you were asking for like how we organize things the way they look on the site. Okay. Everybody else is like, well, it can't be 151. It has to be point A or point one. And then you have 1.4412. Like, no,
sure,
that's not what's happening.
So we just have one podcast that was never numbered.
No.
But this is 152.
151.
I like pretending that there is no 151.
There isn't. No. It disappeared. Yeah, it's the lost episode.
Well, I suggested the Tuesday podcast should have been Talk Radar Tuesday.
You
number episode
would
one.
Suggest. Tuesday night is kids' night. That's all I'm saying.
And if you bring a book, you get a personal pan pizza for free.
Fuck! God, I did so much of that. I was such an
the book
idiot
club.
Little reader.
Book it.
Book
you're
it.
Right. You're
so
right.
Book it. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chris Antistas.
I'm Michael Raparez.
I'm Brad Elston.
This is Tyler Nagata.
Henry Gilbert.
Henry Gilbert. We'll bore the new listener with the details, but this is a little different for us. We'll figure out things as they go.
It's Friday, and there's no top seven.
But here's what I know we're talking about. We're talking... we played a little... Brad played a little Shadows of the Damned.
I did.
Ooh. And Ocarina
I
of...
I played more Ocarina of Majora.
Majora's Time.
Majora's Cap.
Majora's Time.
3D.
The Wind Time.
And the
new Zelda game.
And I played the Water Temple.
The least popular temple?
Probably.
And
never existed.
Henry read a book. Tyler knows news. Michael, I'm not sure what you're doing here, Michael.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Can you talk about L.A. Noir?
I don't know how much I can talk about yet.
You put on your Jim Gaffigan.
I can.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can say, you know, I've been playing it for the review for next week. But we got some other stuff planned for it.
I can't wait to see what you decide in that conversation we can't talk about now. But. L.A. Noir, kind of awesome.
What do we or do? Is it?
No, it is.
It's
pretty awesome.
It's exactly what it says it is. And that might rub people the wrong way. It's really weird. It's really weird.
So what are we beginning with this time?
I don't know.
This is so strange.
I know. No top seven? I don't know.
We did the top seven on Monday.
Brett had some news earlier. Yeah. Florida outlawed sex.
We could do the top seven again.
We could.
Tyler's in here.
Number seven, Burning Rangers.
You know what I like about Burning Rangers?
Stop it, Hank.
maybe we could do follow-up to
what
top
I was thinking,
seven comments.
And I was thinking Shadows of the Damned. I want to go into that, and then we're going to leap into some feature content. Okay. All right, how about that?
Okay.
How about that, where I have some special sound effects. But you played Shadows of the Damned?
Yeah, we got a preview.
Oh, balls out over the top game.
It's really nuts. It's it's like a Japanese dream team of... I was trying to make a joke, and I can't think of one.
Who's Michael Jordan in this dream team?
Michael Jordan's still Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yes, but Larry Bird will be played by the guy who scored Silent Hill.
Was Larry Bird on the 92 dream team?
He was on the original dream team, yeah.
He wasn't too old by then.
Motherfucker, I had that poster. It wrapped up one of my textbooks. I know this. I know this for a fact.
I can't believe it's like, okay.
Sorry, getting rid of some Thor sound effects.
Thor. I just love the idea that, like, okay, basketball is now in the Olympics, and now here's the team.
Dominate!
Like, why would you? Yeah. Who would agree to, like, yes, we're going to let America, you can have this team?
Basketball was always in the Olympics, but they never allowed the NBA players to play.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I was only like
until
two,
then.
So.
And then they were going to bring home the gold.
Yep.
Well,
did they?
They did.
Of course they did.
They didn't get beat by the Nigerian team could have.
It's like the most unfair matchup.
I think it was news a couple Olympics ago that the Dream Team did not, or like lost, which was like
boo that Dream was Team. The interesting thing. Boo.
That's like playing Shadows of the Damned, which I did this week.
Yeah, I need closure on your introduction.
So what you're saying is the Dream Team lost.
The Dream Team lost, and then Magic Johnson
and Michael Keaton.
Dream Team of Suda Goichi and
Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd never made a sequel.
Yes, but yeah, it's I mean it's Shinji Mikami who's.
I'm working with the sound effects.
I don't know if I
those were not Indians. By the way,
that
was
steering. Most
do what you normally do.
Kill him.
Why are the levels so fucked
Kill
up?
I don't know.
Kilimanjaro.
So you get Suda 51 from Grasshopper. Mm-hmm. But the game plays a lot like Resident Evil 4 as filtered through Suda 51. So it's like RE4, only more nuts and more like a No More Heroes, really gory, over-the-top violence thing.
Mm-hmm.
Full of dick jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so many dick
and
jokes.
And scored by Akira Yamaoka of Silent Hill. Like, to the point where the moment I started the game, I was like, man, this really sounds like Silent Hill. Music by Akira. Ah, there it goes.
Are you cueing me to play the sound effect you gave me called dick?
Wait.
Wait? All right.
I don't remember what all I named them. So, but
it's a lot of it's a lot of phallic.
Yeah. So, but the
oh, bit, butt sex. That's not. That's, I guess not totally it. Phallic.
Yeah. The bit with Shadows of the Damned is you play. God, what's his name? Garcia Hotspur.
Yeah.
And
Garcia Hotspur.
Oh yeah,
that was my favorite soccer team.
His
couple UK guys just laughed.
the Texas team.
It's Tottenham. Tottenham. Yo.
Oh, whatever.
Spurs.
The Spoys.
Mm-hmm.
So he. His girlfriend, Laura?
Sure.
Paula.
Does she have a theme in this? All right.
Paula. She gets sucked into hell, basically, and you go in to save her. But when you get down there, you have a floating skull friend who talks like Wheatley from Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Johnson.
He doesn't call you a Burke at all, does he?
Not yet he hasn't. But let's say, first of all, his name is Johnson. Your gun's name is Boner. Yep. Because it shoots bones.
And of course.
And then when you walk, is there one called Willie?
Yep.
When you meet this guy, this is a British voiced Johnson's floating skull talking to Garcia.
Johnson, what the hell is that thing?
Holy cow! I don't believe it! Willie! That's one-eyed William!
Friend of yours?
Are you kidding? William is my aunt's first husband's adopted son from the Ukraine.
So, he's named One-Eyed Willie with Johnson and Boner. And One-Eyed Willie is a floating eyeball that shits when you walk past it. And when
shits.
It drops a pile of poop. And
I don't have a shit sound.
And then Garcia says, why does he crap every time? He's like, well, now we know where we've been.
And the chipmunk laughs.
Is there one? And then when you get to hell, you want to go explore and find and rescue Paula. But then One-Eyed Willie, not One-Eyed Willie, fucking Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson, perhaps, is a callback to the Dream Team?
Maybe Big Johnson is a callback to dick jokes.
Dick.
We never left.
We have a permanent fucking residence in Dick Jokeopolis. When you go into hell and you're like, I want to go save Paula, Johnson is like, I don't want to go because... And if you play demons...
Oh, I got...
Now here's a fine mess.
These demon pubes are blocking the door.
Demon pubes! Not the one I wanted.
Get out of town! Oh, I have another one called Demon Butt.
I love... Well,
go ahead, Michael.
I love that he sounds like Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Yay! But yeah, there's like, it looks like it's the equivalent of like a spirit barrier thing, but he calls them demon pubes. Because
demon pubes.
They do kind of look like
Well, I'm just saying, demons are buttholes.
I like that.
But yeah, he's buttholes. He's just the way he enunciates buttholes. What's another one played you?
All right.
Oh, yeah. What am I talking about? This is what caused those tremors. It's a melody of death. Oh my god. 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 Oh my god.
That amused me. So he hears somebody singing, and it turns out that's someone causing a very damaging song that's destroying windows and breaking shit. But I just
can I play the one called Dick?
Tripping over himself with the Dick, go for it.
Once your soul rolls into town, that's it. You're damned. And Fleming doesn't let anybody off the hook.
He sounds like a real dick, Tater.
No, oh,
that's so clever. Did you notice that when you go into the darkness, like when Johnson is a flaming torch, like it, he wilts like he, like he's impotent.
Yeah. And then when you come back out, it like boing, it
goes boing back. Right back out.
When you I love
like that.
Yes, all just right. like that. But I like just a bit with Johnson in general. It's like he's a floating skull that talks, but then like Garcia has this control over him to kind of turn him into. I don't know if it's anything he wants or it's just any tool that he needs. Because in the intro, he's a torch, and then he's a motorcycle, and then he's a gun. And every time he's just this chattering fucking skull from like a haunted house store that would sit on your wall and sing "Soul Man," that kind of shit that you'd buy at Spencer's. Should be one more.
I got there's tons more.
Okay,
I have. I'm gonna do alphabetically. How about that?
Oh sure, because I don't remember what I named.
Transgressions, and now I'm doomed to an eternity of heavy metal jokes and posing for pirate flags.
Because now he's been turned into...
He's a skull! Oh.
But yeah, that sound that sounded like a record scratch dog ears going up in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. Or like a radio station going...
Home of the Rock!
That
had tons of those.
That noise, it's him turning into different objects. Like
really?
Like a motorcycle.
I've been dying to use some of these on the Talk Ratters. Someday... Call us right now! Talk Radar, taking your calls. Dead Space 2 DLC, we'll tell you all about it.
Signing up to dial up.
Woo woo boo! All right, that's not the right one. Eat it, Hank! We're talking the light
in the year 20X AD.
Is that Steve Blum as Garcia?
I actually don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
The accent sounds so heavy that it's hard to
Can you play
place.
One of those clips again?
It Let's sounds, yeah, have. It sounds like.
My last gifts to you. Gadget!
It's really serious.
Just don't forget to wrap them. Puta Claus.
Puta Claus.
Puta Claus. Oh,
yeah, I think that's... He's like trying to become like... He's trying to surpass Nolan North, I think, in terms of saturation.
He was Nolan North before Nolan North Nolan North.
That's true. We got Nolan North coming up later.
I've been seeing him a lot more recently.
Mm-hmm. Is that all of them?
No, I think there's one more.
What's that one
called? Thrust.
Oh, yes. Hang on. Mm. This is like what appears to be the main bad guy yelling at Garcia, telling him that he's not as good as he is.
Demon Hunter, your bullets have no bite, no penetration. You need more thrust.
If it sounds like just too lewd and ridiculous,
it is really cool, though.
It does come out the same month as Duke Nukem Forever, so I'm sure there's room for both of those things to exist.
I think like 5 days afterwards.
Yeah, but no, just playing the game was a lot of fun because it does like the control scheme is very RE4, RE5 style kind of thing. But then, yeah, just Suda51's weirdness that he brings to that stuff. And like we did a trailer trash where we just were like, let's make fun of this trailer. But then we watched like, this is fucking awesome.
Lizzie honestly thought this looks ridiculous because it's too over the top. I'm like, this looks like the boys came in like, no, this looks awesome.
It's really funny. And just Johnson doesn't stop talking. Like I was trying to figure out what to record and he just didn't stop. And every other minute was a gag. So like there was a line I missed where he's complaining about how he hates puzzles and hates solving which fucking key and why would I shoot a goat to light up this room? And he's just like, it's hell, what do you want? He's like, well, let me know if I need to fuck a horse to open a door next time. And I missed that.
It's pretty nice.
Because the split second I hit stop recording, fuck a horse.
God damn it.
Do we want to go ahead and name the other characters in the cast that maybe you haven't encountered yet, but I'm going to say there's a Peter in there? Peter? Anybody else? Maybe an Asian character named Wang? Maybe a Wang?
God, I don't know.
I want as many dick names as humanly possible. Rod? Purple, Rod? There's going to be a Rod.
Purple-headed yogurt slinger?
Purple-headed yogurt slinger, the third. A third. Get that forum name while you can. I'm shutting them down tomorrow. But you also played Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I went to Galen Harris's Nintendo's PR, external PR company. They had a session to see Ocarina of Time 3D again, which is I think the second time I've been to see it, or third or something.
I think it's third.
But this time they were specifically showing off the water temple. And when I walked in, it was
so weird. You figured they'd know.
Like my knees almost buckled when they said, today you're playing the water temple. Oh,
no.
No.
No. But I have sound of that happening.
Oh my god.
Brett is the one crying.
What, I can't. I can't.
Wow, you bored Henry so much that he yawned.
Oh no, did that really happen?
I feel like I'm missing the conclusion of that epic battle.
But you're going to have to read that on GamesRadar.com. I wish I remember the URL, but it's only like 700 characters. Look it
just
up on
Google. Hated character battle. I'm sure it comes up. So yeah, once I finally got back up after barfing all over myself at the idea of playing more Water Temple, I remembered, the second screen is going to add a bunch of shortcuts and ways to get around some of the tedium of playing the Water Temple of Ocarina of Time.
Just by having the map open the whole
time? Well, the map and, more importantly, the gear.
You
got to
take off your dumb boots every 5 seconds.
The whole bit with Water Temple is that you've got to pause, item select, equip boots, to sink in the water to get to the bottom, pause, unequip, unpause, to float back up. And that's what's always I hated the most. Not that it was a complicated level with like a lot where you move slow because you're underwater and then you can't do the things you could normally do because you're fucking underwater and that you'll remember, God damn it, I came all the way here but the water level needs to be one thing higher. I have to go all the way back. It's that every time you want to move at all, pretty much, you have to equip or unequip those fucking boots. And it just gets to a point where, like, even in 98, where I was like, I couldn't criticize Nintendo if someone paid me to, which they do now. I couldn't stand that. Like, I'm like, why the fuck would I have to do this? Like, I'm barely 18. I don't know shit about game design. This is terrible. And then Aonuma later, like, just a couple years ago or recently, was like, yeah, that was a bad call. Yeah. That was a bad idea, and I'm sorry everyone hates it. He's like, he admitted it. But in this case, the bottom screen, in addition to you could always have three items equipped at any time, like slingshot, boomerang, Deku stick, that kind of stuff. The bottom screen also has hotkeys for specific objects, like equipable items. So in this case, the boots are just a button.
Oh, that's nice.
So when you're holding it, your right thumb is next to all the face buttons. It's also right next to this button for the boots. You just tap it, and the boots on, off, on, off, on, off. So, like, they come on, you sink, you take them off, you float. Like, that alone alleviated so much stress of the idea of playing it. But furthermore, Link moves a little quicker underwater, so it's not as trudging and slow.
Because they can't change it now.
No, they can't.
They can't change it, but they can.
Enhance
the UI?
Yeah, it's a mix of actual, genuinely the UI, but they also then added what looks like Tron-style lights.
Why? Seriously, what?
Like, around certain doors that lead you to the things that that lower and raise.
It was a murky, weird, textureless fucking area at the time, so that's fine.
And now it's if it's a green light, that means it's going to lead you to where you lower. If it's a red light, it's to the second level of water. And it's not, I don't feel it's obtrusive or intrusive, I should say. It's just kind of like, no, thank you for bothering to give me some clue at all. Because when I had that feeling of when I first went into that, I was going to say dove in, but I literally do.
That would have been good.
I think I dove in after bouncing off of a giant bongo or something. Sounded like. There it is.
We need more sound.
And then a splash, if you could. Do you have any equivalent?
Yes.
Wow. Well done.
You're welcome.
I landed in a pile of puke.
I can't believe it.
I love that fucking guy. Morning zoo shit.
I love that guy. Ho!
Oh, boy!
Alright, we're just trying out the sound. Just, come on, people.
Has Dan jizzed any time?
I took that off, but I can bring it back. I can bring it back.
Sorry.
Goodbye, Punta!
But yeah, I don't know, it's just that simple act of playing, being able to equip and unequip, moving a little quicker, and having those lights to kind of guide. And they don't, go this way, idiot. It's not that babying. It's just enough to be like, okay, I can get my bearings a little easier. And it helped make one of my most dreaded things of my gaming life, which was the idea of playing through that temple ever again, not so repulsive. And,
you will be playing the repulsive version again. So.
Yes, I will be soon. But do you
remember? I'd love to see that as one of the quote blurbs for the game when it comes out.
No longer
repulsive. Yeah.
It's definitely a temple I remember having a problem with, but I also remember fairly well the sense of accomplishment after beating it. But the appreciation for, holy shit, I can't believe I just did all that.
Yeah.
That somebody designed, I don't know. I didn't hate it until I knew, I had a hard time with it and the rest of the internet seemed to love kicking it in the stomach. Mm-hmm. And I like the music.
And on that note of, having that sense of satisfaction, if you don't care about that sense of satisfaction, there is one of the new features
the
of
fucking
Ocarina.
Purple Star will just play the game for you?
No, it doesn't play it for you. They're called Sheikah Stones.
Oh.
And,
what?
Sheikah. And if you go up to them, you can, if you want, interact with them. And it loads up a series of, very brief, 5-second, 8-second videos that give you hints.
Man.
Thank you, Nintendo, for child-proofing my favorite games. Yeah,
well, I know that's everyone's reaction,
no,
but...
No, they're adult-proofing it.
Yes.
Children can figure this shit out on their own.
Hey, look at that. That's sting. Pretty,
it's actually kind of accurate. Mm-hmm. I watched a few of them just to see what they were like, and it's... Even then, they're still kind of vague. Like, they'll just show Link do one thing. Kind of like when Henry cheated to watch the Portal 2 videos.
Henry.
He only watched
for
the...
Henry!
But in the case, you watch, like, step one.
Yeah, it's watch step one.
To go, oh, that's what I'm... Okay, and then you took it from there.
Yeah, that's what? The start I'm missing.
Henry!
That's what these things are for.
I do want to say, for the record...
You didn't have a pure first playthrough?
Henry,
I want to say...
You're grounded.
I want to say, for the record, I only did that on
two
really hard puzzles in number two, chapter 7.
Henry!
But I was clean the rest of the way.
I'm upset.
How dare you use our video walkthrough guide on GamesRadar.com written by Tyler Wise?
We're not allowed to use those.
It was such a useful guide. I loved using it. It was just so good.
Oh, promotional achievement unlocked. Everybody wins.
You know, the achievement guide on our site, too, is pretty good.
That is also true.
But yeah, that's kind of it regarding Ocarina. They had the other quick UI thing they did was, you know how the game would prompt you and say, play an Ocarina song, boop, and the thing would come up, and you'd be like, I don't fucking remember which one that is. And you have to pause.
You have to go back
go
and look
at
your songbook.
You can actually, from there,
thank you,
tap the Ocarina button, and it brings up all the songs. And you can actually play it from the screen where they're all listed, and then go, boop, boop, boop. Fucking no. None of those.
Sounds like an ocarina to me, motherfucker.
That is the recorder from Zelda 1 Mario 3.
I know.
When I played it the first time, after I made up the Scarecrow song, I could never remember it.
Right? Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Well, I should have done that, but that's not melodic. That's
who cares? I'm not
you
in this for
to be
them.
Something memorable.
This isn't Harvest Moon Magical Melody.
I just got a 3DS, and yes, I apologize for everybody for being annoying about Street Pass. Henry, can you change your shirt to yellow to break this shield? I came
later.
By Michael's desk, and I just go, what? He's like, what?
Your light is green.
Someone stopped by your Street Pass. Like, yeah, we've all had this for months. So, but we've had this
we've
for
unlocked
weeks.
Everything.
Yeah. But I'm obsessed with Street Pass. We might find out more about that later.
All right. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'm just leaving this on for your benefit
Thank
anyway.
You.
Yeah.
I still need to beat the final
I
ghost
blue shirts.
On the second time, blue. So I'm trying to slowly grind through
that. If you ever meet me, I change my welcome speech after that 700 dirty words you can't say in Mortal Kombat. I wanted to see how Nintendo's filters were, so everybody who greets me gets to see the word cumbelch. every time you greet me at my Mii
Except
Plaza.
Except you gave Henry a custom one, I think, didn't you?
I say Tub Girls rules to Henry, and he loves it every time.
And then I wrote back, eat shit, please.
You're my most powerful warrior. He didn't even smile after that was done. Yes. Like he wanted to throw the mic down like Chris Rock. Eat shit.
I love that you ask please.
Please.
Well, Henry's a polite guy.
I don't want to talk about my obsession, which we might have something on that later, but has anybody noticed when I try and tap the screen with my thumb, it's never worked the first time, ever.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not. And there's something
I never had that problem with the DS.
I usually use my index finger.
I use the corner of my thumb.
Wait, are we talking about buttholes or touchscreens?
We can talk about both, man. It's that kind of show.
In that case, it's pinky, because that's more realistic.
Try to say everything that could... mean both.
I only use the stylus because that's what the manual told me.
That is not what the manual told you to do. And if you're just changing Kirby hats, like it's not, I don't need to do that. But I've had a lot of problems touching that touchscreen.
I really don't like the home button on that thing. It just feels so cheap and remote control from 1990. And
just sort of like the multi... Would you like to reopen the suspended soft... What are you talking about? Like, this is just the camera option, man.
I don't like the 3D. I turned it off already.
I'm playing Pilot Wings, and after breezing through it, I'm like, this is inhibited. I can't play right now. Like, if I move slightly, I lose my total perspective. And,
playing it on the BART, getting jostled around. Like, you just need to turn off the 3D. No. Or you'll vomit on your friend sitting next to you.
Well,
especially if you've been looking at Tub Girl in 3D.
we're still
arc coming right out of the top screen.
Oh man, somebody needs to do that.
Just like it's grazing the tip of your nose, practically out of.
Somebody reenact Tub Girl and take a picture with the 3DS and then upload it to the web,
to Henry's web.
Yes,
and
then can all put it on an SD card.
Upload it to HenryNet.
To HenryNet. And then I want to see Yub Nub Tub Girl and just like a bunch of people cheering at the end of Jedi while they shit out of.
See, when you said that, I just imagined an Ewok doing Tub Girl.
That'd be cute.
It would. What do they eat?
Shit, in this
C-3PO?
Case.
C-3PO? I don't remember.
What would that be like? Just a geyser of rabbit pellets?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Stormtrooper blood.
It looked like that. Yeah, the end of the first scene of Willy Wonka. Just a guy throwing chocolate tidbits into the air. Anyway, our buddy Tyler Nagata is here. Because we're gonna get into the question of the week later, what you want to see from our new two-show thing. We'll bore you with that now. What a lot of people wanted to see is not only more newsishness and more stuff relating to the articles we've written, but more Tyler Nagata, period.
So really?
I had to go find... It's time for the news burst. And I'm sorry I don't have more of a sound effect. This is... News burst.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's Ninja Turtles.
I love it.
It sounds like Morse code.
I love it. I'm honored.
I couldn't find it isolated, so yeah, you got a little damn music there. Hi.
Hi.
Tyler, what's on the news beat this week?
Well, first up on the list, hackers get hacked. Anonymous website received an attack.
Anonymous has a
breaking
website?
They have several websites that are just used by its members to communicate and whatnot.
There's a bunch of IRC.
I don't know whatever they're doing, but apparently one of their websites reports the Financial Times was smothered in vandalized with obscenities and also login names and passwords and IP addresses of alleged anonymous members were posted all over the site. They've been taken down. Read more about it at Games Radar.
Well, I think you gonna take away from this? Tyler is saying that Anonymous can't get to him. He's too careful. That's what.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't want to make them angry. I mean, they might.
I am happy laughing at them. I hope I never piss them off. Like, I give something the wrong score.
I feel. Yeah. I thought I was safe from the Sony thing, but I had to cancel my debit card this
year. Did you
weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I was. Right immediately after I finished my very nice, happy Mother's Day phone call to my mom, I got a call from the...
Thank you, Hank.
I got a call from my...
Check your credit
from
cards.
My bank saying... My bank saying, hey, fraudulent thing happened. Call this number. And then when I called the number for their, like, for their fraudulent watch line, they said, oh, hey, so what's your card number? I was like... And I said to him, no, hello. That you're not even going to say. This just feels weird. That you're.
Wait, aren't you not supposed to do that?
Well, that's. I said I don't feel comfortable doing that. And then the guy was like, "Yeah, whatever. Then call the number on the back of your card if you want." And they hung up on me.
Wow.
What a shitty. Yeah.
Well, you're only like the 23rd millionth caller I've had today relating to PSN.
I had to deal with that shit today because my stupid bank. Not PSN.
But it wasn't PSN's fault.
Strangely unrelated, exact
Michael
same problem.
Michael did it immediately, and I refuse to do anything until anything happens.
Well, they say there's, 77 million registered PSN users, so it could be that just banks and institutions in general are just being more careful about
fraud checks. Yeah, wouldn't Sony have to send out, look, something might have got compromised here, be careful.
No, they did.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine they would.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't been notified about anything, so I'm just assuming everything's cool. My last purchase is, as always, Extreme Pizza, so... the pizza place downstairs.
Note
from my
to
house.
Anyone who stole Chris's card. Just make sure the last thing you do every day
is
buy Extreme Pizza.
Do not funnel all these transactions through Extreme Pizza. That would be wrong. Newsishness. Dude, look at us get through this. We can talk forever about everything.
Brink released on May 10th, and Tyler Well gave it an 8 out of 10.
Brink is my favorite color. You know that Aerosmith parody.
Yes, I got it.
Oh, Brink's going nowhere.
Brink when you turn out the lights.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Brink, it's my favorite crayon.
All right, I want Michael. Michael will be doing all Steven Tyler lyrics from here.
There was
on
no
out.
Pretty and Brink joke.
Pretty and Brink.
Well, so many hit us after the fact.
Right after that show, Tyler changed his strapline to your Chumbawamba reference.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He drinks a whiskey, Brink. He drinks a vodka.
Well, after Brink, it's like lead, but not quite.
After the podcast, he said, "Oh, I really liked one of yours, but what was it?" And I read off all of them, but that one, because I was like, "Well, that's the stupidest one. He doesn't want."
I didn't think he'd
one.
Use that
and
one.
They're like the cure for the common Brink, and he's like, "Yes, we want that."
I had to put the Brink review on the homepage, and I'm like, "I'm not fucking putting that strap on the homepage." I think it's funny, but as a user going to what's on GamesRadar.com, drinks a whiskey drink. That doesn't mean anything. No, come on. Come on, readers. Don't you remember Chumbawamba?
He brinks a whiskey brink.
Yeah, my shit got rejected from my Ben Folds 5 song lyric.
She's a brink and she's drowning.
Slowly. Yeah.
What else happened?
I had to order a update to the Talk Radar tablet on the homepage.
So why?
I titled it "I Bring Their Thor I Am."
I will definitely
because it needs to have that format. And,
no,
you
know, I know.
We'll it's talk good. About that later. Moving on, Fallout New Vegas, Honest Hearts DLC,
totally released
May 17th. I think it's
Veronica's a voice in it, who was nice enough to come by and record something for us last week. Yeah, she's
it's
totally
about time.
They not a character named Felicia.
It was so weird they hired Felicia Day to play someone
a
named
character
Veronica.
Named Veronica. Yeah. But Veronica's not playing a character called Felicia.
Now it's
not
their make
silly.
Good to her.
This one's set in Utah's Zion National Park. Microsoft earlier this week announced that it bought Skype for $8.5 billion.
With the T.
$1 billion.
Billion Kevin Spacey Lex Luthor dollars.
I saw this further report of that basically said Google was going to buy it and then decided not to, and then Microsoft bought it. So
They're not so much interested in the service, but the 170 million registered users that can tie into all their other awful services.
Because I'm like, I don't like Skype, and I don't know anyone that uses it.
I don't know if I'm... I love Skype. And like, and people, my uncle... He's a pilot for UPS. Like, he uses Skype primarily to talk to his kids, all the time.
Like, if you're in another country, it's
every
way
time.
Than
a, we know we conference call on that stupid fucking 2005 infrastructure, and like, we could, if we wanted something this shitty, we could use free Skype.
Yeah.
Free Skype. This is $100,000.
I just feel like Skype is the video phone we were all afraid we were going to have. In like 1999, we're like, man, I hope it's not that shitty.
A little bit.
And that's what we got. And
but
I'm like,
I had a roommate a while back with his girlfriend across the country, and like, I don't know.
It's
a
phone.
It's a nice way to... All right. Listen to how you sound right now. Video phone. Just give me the analog rotary dial.
Also...
I remember when controllers only had two buttons.
Also, there are too many leaves on your sidewalk.
What happened to the old style phone sitting in front of a small TV?
And how come when I pick up the phone, there's no operator waiting for me?
And how come in my day, tennis shoes had an exposed air pocket, a pump, and they lit up when they stepped down?
How come phone numbers don't start with words no more?
What the hell happened to all that shit? Anyway.
Experts feel that Microsoft paid about twice as much as what Skype was worth.
That does seem fucking crazy.
Some talk amongst investors about, are they going to justify this large purchase?
Imagine yourself as a king or CEO. How much for your company? $6 billion. Get the fuck... Like, you clearly don't want to sell.
Yeah.
I'm not paying you $6 billion for anything.
I have been watching Shark Tank, and I would have been out.
But it's a part of this... Has anybody experienced that annoying-ass bullshit with, like, Google and... Microsoft wanting you to tie all of your things to one account.
It's really getting annoying.
So my fucking Gmail account goes to my Xbox Live subscription. My Hotmail account goes to my YouTube account.
I think
they both it wasn't integrated before. Like, that's just how I set it up.
Hotmail and Hotmail is my Xbox thing.
Because it's Microsoft.
Right.
And so every time I go in there, they redo my cookies to say Hotmail. Like, no, that's not my login or my email for you, Xbox Live. Not at all.
Right.
My login and information for you is Gmail. And then I go back to Gmail and all its cookies have been erased. have fucking been erased for my YouTube channel.
Life is hard.
Fuck it, dude. It's two giant companies controlling everything.
I agree.
Rearranging my passwords and shit. Like, it's irritating. Fuck you guys. Next news story. God.
Wow. Okay.
Hitman Absolution announced for 2012.
Hitman Absolution.
Mm-hmm.
Epsilon.
Absolution.
So, what did you discover about that, Henry?
So at the end of the trailer, there's a barcode. This actually went around Reddit, but at the end of the trailer, there's a barcode that has 110706, four more numbers, and then 47, which is really just say, hey, Agent 47, you'll see more of him on June 7th, 2011, a.k.a.
E3.
The start of E3.
Right.
If you were to actually scan that barcode, it goes to an Amazon page for a double dong dildo bag in starry night blue.
A double dong dildo bag on you.
Yeah, suck a bag of dicks with free shipping.
But if I remember correctly, before you can scan it, didn't you have to like kind of decolorize it?
Well, yeah, you have to make. Well, at the end of the trailer, it's white code. You have to make it black code.
Yeah.
Like,
by, like everyone saw
so
that.
So there was
like,
some trickery done to the code in the trailer as it appeared in order to be able to scan it that way.
But like, was it intentional?
No, not for the dildos. I don't think so.
But I, because you posted that and I saw a bag of dicks, yes. UPC, and I'm like, this is just a Saints Row thing.
Yeah, everyone thought it was Saints Row, and it was like, no, it's
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
So well, does anyone care?
Well, I think that might also have to do because I think the Game Informer story, which was one of the first larger news websites to post the story that day.
Very reputable.
They used the Saints Row, a screen from Saints Row with a guy with a huge dildo.
Yeah.
Does anyone care about Hitman?
Dead Rising.
GamesRadar UK.
Yeah, they're the only
ones. They care about it quite a lot. Mm-hmm. They even, well, maybe it was just David Meeklahan that cared about it because I felt like he was the one.
No,
that
no.
I've never... Never played a Hitman.
We looked at the UK PC Gamer and like Hitman.
Oh my god,
is
that's
way
right. Yeah.
Up
it
there,
was
man.
Higher than Diablo, StarCraft.
Yeah.
That started a whole thing.
What, like a top 100 in
their top 100 PC games.
Yeah,
like
Hitman was
Hitman
way
and
up
Football
there.
Manager were much higher than any Blizzard game that wasn't WoW.
I know you can't see the gesture that Henry did, but his Football Manager, his head tilted like
Football Manager.
His head tilted 180
football,
degrees.
We mean soccer. It's even worse.
But I did.
John Madden.
I played the Hitman games back in the day. They were fun. I didn't think they were like amazing testaments to game design or whatever.
I thought they were ripoffs of Tomb Raider, so I don't.
What? No, it was all about you had to set up the hit your way.
My
and
bad.
There were
Go
different
ahead and
ways
defend
to,
it.
There are different
Step
ways to.
Step on my joke and defend it. That's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway. This has been there hasn't been a new game since 2006 Blood Money.
That seemed weird because they were semi-annual like well, right? Every year there was a Hitman.
It'll be interesting to see what they can do with 5 years of experience on current gen consoles.
Like the last IO interactive game, Mini Ninjas.
Oh, I love that fucking
wasn't
love
they
that game.
Do Cannon Lunch.
Oh, wait, that's right. Fine. Yeah, you're right.
I think I previewed Blood Money.
That would have been like one of the
first
things
previews?
You ever played.
No, it was in E3 06. Yeah. So
it must have been.
At IDOS's HQ up in the city.
Wow. So is this a Square Enix joint? What's the deal?
Square Enix is publishing it. IO Interactive, the old developer, is coming back for it. This has been rumored for like months now, and they finally have... declared it, but the teaser trailer was nothing. Like, you don't even see if he's still bald. Like, they could just have him having a normal haircut when they pull out.
That's a butthole.
Sorry.
What else? What else?
Yeah. I did that. He's Mr. Lynch, just with a barcode on the back of his head.
I did see another game announced this week, and I just thought the fucking intro to the trailer was hilarious. Soul Calibur 5.
Uh-huh.
This is the intro to the trailer.
Transcending history and the world.
Yay.
A tale of souls and swords, eternally retold.
Eternally retold. Yes, that is exactly how
we'll
it feels.
Sell it to you
that
over
is exactly
and over.
How it feels. And that guy's voice. Hello.
I'm glad it's still
Come
that guy.
On. You gotta have that guy. He's the In a World guy of the Soul Calibur series.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it reminds me of the first Soul Calibur, and even playing Soul Edge on
but
PS1.
I kind of want the music to come in right
now.
Yeah,
the fucking... What's the PS1 called? Is it Soul Edge or Blade?
Yeah, Soul Edge.
Soul Blade, I think.
Soul Edge is the sword, and Soul Blade
and
is the...
And Soul Edge is the arcade version.
Yeah,
Soul
right.
Blade is the PS1 version.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe if you're really nice...
That music is so good.
Pull up
Transcending history and the world, a tale of soul and swords, eternally retold.
Here he goes.
Fuck yeah, fucking river dance. Oh yeah, fuck.
River dance,
that's really good.
Pit.
It's really good. But apparently it takes place 17 years after 4.
That makes so much sense now.
Wow.
That would explain why Yoda and Darth Vader aren't there.
Yeah, so is Ivy going to have like really saggy tits now?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she could get magic to make her titties. I bet maybe they'll give her a Helen Mirren.
She'll throw them over her
look.
Shoulder like an older boulder holder.
And the new main character is Sophia's son, I think it is.
Sophitia?
Sophia.
She's like the first.
Sophia.
Blizzard news, Diablo 3 beta is targeted for financial quarter three of 2011.
That's nice. Wait, really? 2010?
The beta is coming later this year. It's targeted. Mike Morhaime, CEO of Blizzard, was saying that the game has entered internal testing, so...
Do you remember...
You know, people at Blizzard are playing it right now and
Do you remember the time
out.
Between the StarCraft II beta and just the release? Because they didn't really...
Ooh, I don't know off
don't
the top
remember.
Of my head.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that. It didn't seem that long. Yeah. This comes from a financial conference call that happened earlier this week for Blizzard. They did stress that, you know, they're going to try to launch Diablo 3 this year.
But no promises.
The Blizzard, it's done when it's done, kind of.
Can we hear from Active Blizzard's own Dan Amrick on the subject?
I just jizzed.
Atta boy, Dan. Atta boy. Keep that enthusiasm going.
So excited about any Blizzard news.
Yeah.
I can't contain it.
Danny loves his Blizzard.
Yeah. Also, Bungie not making a E3 appearance. Yet Konami is doing a big pre-E3 show.
Wow.
So I think that's kind of interesting how some companies are trying to beat the E3 buzz, but some are just...
I will write an article about that and hope against hope. It gets 1 million cricks.
Well, that's why, like, Soul Calibur got announced. And Hitman got announced this week because if they announced it during E3, like, it'd just get buried under Nintendo's new console or NGP news.
When are they going to announce the Halo remake?
That probably won't be Bungie. That's probably the only interesting thing Microsoft will have to say at their conference.
I was thinking about this. I'm probably going to lose my mind if Nintendo shows just HD.
They will.
Metroid, Zelda, Mario. They won't announce a Zelda game because there's too much fucking Zelda happening right now. But
they'll have a ridiculous sizzle.
Ooh, they'll have some sizzle that's going to melt my fucking.
You think they'll have a GameCube Space World-ish type sizzle reel?
I'm positive.
Probably because that
system is too in its infancy to have anything running on it.
Yeah,
man, just to imagine HD,
I can't even. I really think an HD Zelda is going to look like Fable to a degree.
Imagine a Mario. Affected by lighting.
I know it's so late. This is exactly what people hate Nintendo fans for, to be like,
yeah.
But what if when they make my game with better graphics again?
What if I can buy Ocarina of Time again? This is only the first time they've remade it.
Can I buy Mario 3 years. The 17th time?
I do find that incredible that they have not made remade it.
This is the first remake.
If you count the GameCube version.
The GameCube version?
Don't really.
A lot of
it was a promotional.
It may not
disc,
be a remake,
free.
But I still own two
but
fucking versions of that game.
And it was free. You have to pay for it.
That's true.
Well, you had to buy
Nintendo
Mario
gave something
Kart
away for free?
Dash,
are they doing that with Excitebike? That makes me very happy.
In Japan, they
free
haven't
Excitebike.
Said it's going to happen in America yet. Don't catch your chicken.
The 3DS online store is still supposed to happen this month. They haven't said when.
Here's Tyler Wilde, you have some more news.
Tyler Nagata, Chris.
Tyler Nagata. Sorry, sweetie.
I do. I have some news that'll make Henry especially happy.
Uh-huh.
Team Meat recently released the modding tools for Super Meat Boy.
Ooh.
And Valve just recently released the Portal 2 authoring tools.
Yes.
So I think Henry will be really excited. Yeah. You know, aren't you, with all the upcoming mods and user-created... Yeah. You know,
didn't you make fun of him for being a console gamer?
Oh yeah, that's right. He doesn't have the PC version.
Burn on him.
They'll put the best ones on the 360 download.
Stop
area.
It! You don't know that for sure, Henry. Let me just tell you.
Come on! Wow, that was good. That's from the Super Meat Boy commercial.
That it is. That's why I get paid the minimal bucks, man. I can pull that shit off really quick.
Speaking of badgering Henry, cleaning up
Here's
a bunch of shelves to give you room for your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was taking up like 8 shelves.
Yes. Every console box that has ever existed.
Yes.
Which I can't throw away either.
No, I won't throw them away. I think that shit matters more than the piles of magazines we've got in this building.
We need 18 years. Fucking HR is coming down on me to like, there's boxes on your desk and that's a fire hazard. And like, we're a print company. There's paper everywhere. Like, all of that shit is flammable. Anyway.
Yeah. But I was cleaning off a shelf of just random shit of mine and I found a Wii Cheer Namco Bandai, you know, shouting cone.
A Vuvuzela?
Yeah, or whatever they're called. Just, you know, the fucking cones that you yell through. And I walk around, I'm yelling and whatever, it's amusing. But then I walk right up next to Henry, and I assume he's heard me doing this.
Nope.
No, and he has it because he's been diligently CMSing
and listening to podcasts that aren't ours.
So I walk up right next to him. Hey, Henry! And like fucking jumps. Headphones fly out of his ears, and it was amusing.
Did you piss your pee-pee? I don't know. I'm just curious.
Is this the antagonizing Henry segment?
No.
No, let's not start that.
Now, Henry's your chance to flip it on Chris.
Earlier this week, I saw your ass guard.
Henry's wonderful at that because he has a strong reaction to everything.
But Henry, you have a...
happy, scared...
You can come back and flip this on Chris, I believe.
Don't oh, yes. Kind of I have story? A,
what?
I have a funny story about Chris. Well, so...
What happened?
Apparently, you know, we all had a little trouble adjusting to the new podcast.
Oh,
culture.
My God.
After last night, or after the last record on Monday night, we went out for pizza, and Chris's tolerance for alcohol apparently wasn't as good on Mondays.
No, I went out and I bought... strong Lagunitas beer after we went out to drink.
Ooh, that is
and went home and
beer.
Watched almost two Tron movies.
So
after we did all that drinking. So
the next day, I run into Chris's girlfriend, and she says that Chris was like up all night, like thrashing in his sleep, and like like punched her at one point in her sleep. Like, yeah. He was in bad shape. Shit. just from doing a podcast on a Monday.
I apparently night
terrors.
I went to piss. I don't remember this at all. I went to piss, and then I just came back in. And we all know we have our sides of the bed.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lady subconscious didn't give
Do
a shit about that.
Do you sleep against the wall, or does Heidi have
Yeah, because she gets, like, someone comes in the door, she's attacked first.
Right, helps. Okay.
Yeah. Helps.
Like, when you walk on the street, you walk on the wall side. Okay. On the
well, not when we sleep. She's going to take that and fall. I do it on the street. That's just being a gentleman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is just smart thinking. But I just went to go piss and, like, just jumped, like, into bed on top of this poor, poor, much smaller girl. Don't remember it at all. Poor lady. Wait.
So she's having trouble getting used to the new podcast.
So are we. We're still fucking going long.
I remember that night. I wasn't on the podcast, but I went out to smoke later that night, and I heard you and Tyler Wilde upstairs laughing. So.
You came upstairs, and then I turned off the middle of Tron Legacy after already having watched the original Tron on Blu-ray, and then we put on Scott Pilgrim. And I made it to the third boyfriend. I'm like, I gotta bed.
Tyler Wilde stuck it out with me all the way to the end. We watched the whole thing. It was it was like 3 a.m. by the time it was done.
Yeah. Good shit. Good
crazy
shit.
Crazy night.
This is bringing back Tyler Wilde reviewed a game. You just talked about Portal new authoring tools are coming out.
That's right.
And Charlie Barrett has an article going up about Portal Easter eggs.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's really cool. And this isn't spoilery, but come on, who's not through the game already? Well, these aren't super spoilery.
But there are, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not the ones not I took. Yours. His article okay, might yes. be, not the ones
the article
we took.
Is super spoilery.
Because there's a couple doors you can hit and hear extra Cave Johnson dialogue.
If you're allergic to peanuts, you might want to tell somebody now, because this next test may turn your blood into peanut water for a few minutes. On the bright side, if we can make this happen, they're going to have to invent a new type of Nobel Prize to give us. So, hang in there.
Love I did it. Hear that one while I played.
I think
Love
one
it.
Of my favorite quotes of his when you first go into the bouncing, when they introduce the bouncing blue jelly, he's like, now just so you know, the other guys got the placebo. They tried jumping and didn't work.
Didn't work.
A couple guys broke their legs.
Broke the legs. Irreparably shattered their
They spot. Keep telling me not to
just
tell
got
you.
Got blue paint.
They keep telling me to tell them that they're not a control group, but fuck them.
I pay the bills right.
If you're listening, get back to work.
It's great. And I don't consider this a spoiler because I did this just instinctually. You're on that conveyor belt with things going to the trash.
Yeah.
I believe the voiceover says this to you.
Please do not engage with turrets heading towards redemption.
They call it redemption. They're going towards the fire, and there's one turret clearly alive with his laser pointing. You pick him up. You get
Is he still alive, Chris?
I do not.
You can tell he's still alive because it says indifferent.
But I didn't. I got the achievement and just dropped him. And if you hold on to him.
Yeah, I dropped him.
This is. I won't even play the whole clip, but it's 35 seconds of spoiler territory.
Don't make lemonade.
Lemons?
Prometheus was punished by the gods for giving the gift of knowledge to man. He was cast into the bowels of the earth and picked by birds.
Not really a spoiler.
It won't be enough.
Come on, clip.
The answer is beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
A
her name is Carolyn.
Any more?
Remember that.
Yeah, I did not. Did anybody else pick it up and get the achievement and just drop it up immediately?
That's like an in-game spoiler.
Yeah. And then like just jumped over to like a catwalk where it was safe and just put it down there and then went.
But
on
if you can hear by the sound, that's a conveyor belt. That's you leaving the area. You have to hold it a long time almost to where you're sliding to certain death when he says, Carolyn, remember that. Remember that. Another cool thing is Gladys. Gladys says something to you.
Wait, this next test does require some explanation. Let me give you the fast version. There. If you have any questions, just remember what I said in slow motion.
Guess what?
If you slow that down...
There's something being said. Wait, let me see if I have the right one. There it is.
And methodically knocking people's hats off, then I accounted my time to get to sea as soon as I can.
All right, so hope you enjoyed it.
That was clearly a YouTube video, but not my own doing. That's what mine sounded like.
Moby Dick, isn't it?
It's from Moby Dick, which is cute. Mm-hmm. Which is cute.
They're all fucking smart and being pretentious and shit.
Yeah, man. It went over my head, so now I'm pissed. So apparently if you enter that sound into one of those image converting things that Valve did a couple months ago, you will see pictures.
One of them is a companion cube on the moon.
On the moon. I don't have any idea what that relates to.
It's a really great feature.
Yeah.
I had so much fun flipping through it.
I couldn't believe they put so many secrets in that game.
Is it live? God damn, Charlie. He never tells me anything.
It is up on the site.
It is up on the site right now.
I had one more, but now it's gone.
It went up Wednesday, and it's now Friday, so enjoy.
And Henry, we got to close this shit out. Henry, you had a feature. You had a feature go up in the meantime.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Boy, I hope it's live now. But yeah, I read a book. It's
what? Whoa!
I don't believe you.
Was it a comic book?
No, it was prose. But now that I finished it, I'm going to go straight back to comics. It's a book regrettably called All Your Base Are Belong to Us.
Sorry.
Written by Harold Goldberg. I've read a lot of books about the history of video games, mm-hmm. but this is actually more about the behind the scenes, it's just like how, just more about the personalities, which is what I really liked. And so,
I want you to tell me your top two.
Well, yeah, so instead of just doing a plain old book review, I wanted to tell the...
For Book It to go to Pizza Hut?
Like,
book
that's
it!
Right.
Henry, man, we get a personal pan pizza. That'll almost satiate one of us.
But instead, I just... I wrote about this my six favorite moments, but...
Let
me mention two. The first one was the first thing I turned to when I opened the book. Like, I just flipped to page 80-something, and then it was, quote... Fuck that, and fuck you guys. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it fucking right. And that was John Madden talking to the EA guys when they were making the first Madden football, and like they were so shocked because he was the Miller Lite guy and the Ace Hardware guy.
Man, bullshit. Boom. Fucking stop eating for a second to tell you guys that your game is crap.
and he said it was crap. Boom. He said it was crap because they took it to him and they're like, well, we can only get eight guys on each team on the field at a time, not the full team. He's like, fuck it. Yeah, this is not real football.
And he said with his mouth full, what? That is not why I cash this check. Get the fuck off my buff, young man.
But then they stuck with it for another year and made it right, and they've all been rich ever since.
And John Madden was pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking NBA Jam should have been Dick Vitale's NBA Jam. More than Madden should be Madden Football.
Well, Midway wasn't as into.
I want to play the new Vitale. That should have fucking happened.
So funny if Vitale was
take over. Like that guy was way better.
I guess my second favorite story is one I had read before, but just it was the most detailed account of just how that Donkey Kong was originally a Popeye game, which was very interesting to me. That that Miyamoto like was just a wannabe manga artist who his family was a friend whose family were friends with Yamauchi, the owner of Nintendo, and then just as a favor, he interviewed Miyamoto and was like, "Yeah, you can be some art guy here, whatever." And then they were just stuck with a bunch of arcade machines called Radar Scope that nobody wanted. And Miyamoto just decided, like, hey, I've got an idea. What if we did a Popeye game?
Mm-hmm.
And the concept was basically the same. Mario was Popeye. Mm-hmm. The hammer was spinach. Bluto was Donkey Kong. And Pauline was olive oil.
Yeah,
and at the time, they had made Popeye Game & Watch games. Mm-hmm. But because their license had run out, they just had to make something up. And so that's why Mario even exists, because they just couldn't do Popeye.
We can't do a Popeye ripoff. It has to be a King Kong ripoff.
Yeah.
That exactly. is the arcade machine I will buy, by the way. I will buy the Popeye machine.
The Popeye one?
Maybe this year.
Eventually, Miyamoto lived his dream to create a Popeye machine.
Yes.
Or Popeye video
which plays Donkey Kong information. I believe it switched them out. That's why I want to buy
it. Did you get to shop around for it at Cal Extreme this year?
I did, because I found gameplay from this undeveloped game.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. This banana peels as far as the eye can see.
Weird. If you don't want to see him die.
And I'm so glad you had that ready for this.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We're good at this, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's right, because you new listeners just leave, because the next segment is going to be all for the old listeners. You don't want to hear it. Just go away. Just go the fuck away. But I will say some game deals, some things you can find cheaply.
More game deals?
And we're going to answer some questions about the new show and see what new segments come about. Right? Right? Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Left. Left. Left.
Takes your mind again, exile. It takes your mind again. You got sucker's luck.
You lead me through this. Hi, what's my name?
John DiMaggio.
That's right, and you're listening to
Talk Radar.
Talk Radar.
At GamesRadar.
At GamesRadar.com.
.com, yes.
That's right, I got it.
Bring it on, sucker. This my kind of shit.
Sir, put the device down and put your hands behind your head.
Whoa, but it's just my 3DS.
What? That doesn't explain why you're standing outside our preschool and peering in the window.
I'm just trying to meet new friends via 3DS Street Pass.
Street Pass?
This is Nintendo 3DS. Street Pass is our name for enhanced automatic local area connection between Nintendo 3DS devices, even when they're in sleep mode.
Oh, a Kirby hat. What does your personal greeting say?
I got candy.
Nintendo 3DS. It's a game changer.
Talk Radar, bitches.
All of a sudden, I could feel 100% evil come over me.
Whoopee! I'm going to GamesRadar.com, the official website of the internet.
Can you dig it?
Segment 2, the final set? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you know what I fucking missed? I have to do this. I didn't do it because I've been meaning to make a Nolan North watch sound effect. Yes, we were all well aware that Nolan North is in Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him in the Adventure Corps.
Rick, what's the situation?
Where.
Oh, hey, you pretty lady. Name's Rick. So
that is not Nathan Fillion. He's Nolan North.
And close 2. To Fillion.
Can't say where.
So, speaking of Nathan Fillion, we were going through the Netflix queue last night, and I clicked on one of those, like, why did you make a sequel to this crappy sci-fi movie? I can't remember what it was.
White Noise.
Yes!
It was White
that's
Noise.
That's what it was.
He's in the direct-to-video sequel.
Wow. I was like, wow, White Noise 2, really? And I click on it.
Was Michael Keaton too expensive?
Yes, I saw Nathan White Noise Fillion. In the theater, yeah. Because that's the time period where I saw a movie every fucking week. But, I will say of that movie... The ending, Michael Keaton dies so fucking hard It's the hardest I've seen any, like...
That's a spoiler.
Like, named actor of note at all die horribly in a movie. Like, the degree of pain and suffering.
Not a named
actor. It happens very quickly, and I'm like, what?
My favorite. Only Nagata saw this with me, To Live and Die in L.A.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit. That is one of my favorite movies ever. And you want to watch the main protagonist eat shit hard for no reason. For no reason. It just happens. Game deals. Wait, wow. Hey, look at that new game deal. God. Do we ever stop rewarding you guys?
It's a double game deal.
What a bone.
A double dong of game deals.
Double. Yes, a double-sided game deal. Henry, let's go ass to ass here. Amazon has two 3DS games. Buy any two 3DS games. And it doesn't say any two, but any 3DS game you've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
You buy two, which is pathetic.
Yeah.
You get $25 off. So it almost makes it worthwhile.
It's almost free.
That's still $65.
I don't know. Ghost Recon's good.
Yeah.
Is
what else would you get? It's Goonies good enough.
Bust a move?
No. That game is terrible. But you, on Amazon, you can also get $20 credit on pre-ordering for your 3, Madden 12, Green Lantern, and Gears of War 3. Mm. Good shit. Toys R Us.
PS3. Stop saying that!
Toys R Us. Rockman 3.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like
$9.
The disc only.
What?
$9.
Still pretty good.
$9. That is clearance price. Poor Harmonix.
Did you know no Rock Band's coming out this year?
I hope so. Yeah. Jesus.
They're taking a year off just like Guitar Hero.
Let it go.
They should take 5 years off.
Yeah. But they're still releasing
songs.
And
I love
songs.
Rock Band. But
yes, but you can just deliver songs, man. There's nothing else I want.
The idea of having like a every few months playing a bunch of Rock Band at like at someone's house still sounds very appealing to me. But the idea of buying a new fucking game every year is not.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Once you hit the guitar.
Because you know they built their system like, we don't want to do that at all. And they had to.
They were forced to.
They had to.
Boy, I wonder how much money they lost on Beatles. I wonder.
I think they had to pay a lot of money up front.
Yeah.
And there was
the amount of money that had to cost. And it didn't sell as well as any of the other Rock Bands.
It didn't?
As far as I know.
No?
Yeah.
Love that game, though.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Henry, look what you did there. You're amazing.
I think they were probably, there's probably a better Beatles quote.
Help.
Don't let me down. Oops. No.
Octopus.
That was a great fucking moment for me at the end. We were playing on top of Abbey Road.
Oh my god, I was so bored. Sorry.
As a minor Beatles fan, that really fucking got to me. Their last performance ever, like, is the last tier of songs.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the early stuff in the first Dingy Club. I liked that. And then I liked the stuff with all the Dreamscape stuff. Everything else I was kind of like. The fucking arena, hold your hand stuff is like some of the worst shit I've ever heard.
All right.
Anyway, my opinion on this is no.
It's the PS3 and Wii version for Rock Band 3 at Toys R Us, not the 360 version. That one's still selling to the roof. I see Fry's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Legos?
Lego version for $34.99, which is very cheap. Like that kind of
360 PS3 one, I guess?
Maybe.
Where is even a Fry's anymore? Where do you find those?
You buy L.A. Noire.
Uh-huh.
At Kmart, $20 credit in store only.
But what exclusive thing does it come with?
I want to say the blue light.
I was going to say it comes with the blue light special.
There's already lots of blue lights in that game. I'll just say.
Oh,
well, I bought it. I'm getting $15 on Amazon and also some sort of detective suit of some kind. I think down there.
Does it come with a funny hat?
Michael is showing us something.
What
funny.
A wonderful. Is that going in the article?
Oh my god!
Probably not.
Oh,
maybe we'll put it on next.
So maybe Michael will Twitter it. If he doesn't, I send it to me, and I'll do so once the embargo goes up. You like L.A. Noire? Yes
do.
Or no?
I like it a lot.
He gave me a very cute answer earlier. Like, do you like? I like it.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot. A lot. It was just a genuine reaction. Like, I really like
my attention was split between you and the game. Mm-hmm. So. There's no guile
But you had to put a sting on it. Like, no.
A lot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I have to clarify. There's a lot of like here.
Best Buy has Infamous for $9. Infamous 1, $9.
Michael, would you recommend I buy Infamous and play it?
It's awesome. Yes. Whatever. I love it. I love Infamous.
I still haven't played Prototype yet.
It's all right.
I think Infamous holds up a little better than Prototype.
You think?
Prototype lets you do more, but Infamous has a better story, a better shell. And the
I
second
love,
one.
When does Infamous 2 come out? Is it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a week of E3.
I was.
Yeah, actually, it's like the day, the first day of E3.
Ow.
What?
That's just a terrible week to release games.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, also, and I feel bad for the Sucker Punch 2 because they tried having a beta during a PSN shutdown.
Oh my God! So, really?
They I saw would someone be running a beta right
someone
now.
Someone tweeted on topic of the PSN outage that someone retweeted someone who was saying like they work in a store, a retail store, and like the PS3 trade-in values are on the verge of collapsing because like it's been people a month. Been it's trading. Been almost a month, and this fucking advertised feature and the ability to communicate with the outside world is gone.
It sounds like now's a great time to buy a used PS3.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Silver lining
said like a Sony fanboy.
That is true, though, if you don't have
said
one.
Said like a realist who knows PSN is going to come back on eventually.
Yeah, shitload of incentives for you to get back on.
Yeah. I can't wait to use PlayStation Plus for a month.
Speaking of PS3, at Best Buy is Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition for $20.
Yeah, if you good have shit. Yet, somehow have yet to... Not play
that is the more expensive version down to budget price. It's a good deal. And I also see on Xbox Live this week, there's 50% off 2K DLC content, Mafia 2, Bioshock, Borderlands. Everything, every piece of DLC pack from them is 50% off.
Minerva's Den is definitely worth the $5 they're charging for it now.
Wouldn't... No, but gang.
That's the Bioshock 2 worth for, buddy. That's the Bioshock 2 DLC.
I remember looking at it, but it was like, what, two modes? Like...
No. Minerva's Den is like a single player adventure. Like it's a 2-hour chunk of Bioshock 2.
Did anyone buy the Castlevania DLC?
I forgot to finish the game.
I really want the second wave of DLC. I think is the one that it picks up after the ending. And I really have to play that ending.
It's not entirely clear if it picks up after the ending or if it picks up after the first ending before the second one and explains what happens to bring about the second one.
Confused.
Lore.
Could be
lore.
Either.
Lore.
I'll play it either way.
Oh, man. Speaking of ridiculous endings, have you guys seen the ending to Conduit 2?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. My God.
It is fantastic.
It's so great.
It is one of the best endings ever.
Yeah.
Can we spoil this? How long will it take to spoil it?
Just a sec. Well, you played it. You should
I want to tell people to skip ahead. Don't yawn to the microphone, Tyler. It makes it seem uninteresting.
It could take like, a minute.
A minute.
If anyone is concerned with Conduit 2 spoilers, fucking...
Skip 2 minutes, and I'm just saying, the one or two of you listening for the first time.
Well, just to cut to the chase, you kill, John Adams, the big bad guy, and then...
Paul Giamatti.
The John Adams.
He is, maybe. It's not entirely clear. It's like, is this the President John Adams who's really
Paul
been
Giamatti.
An immortal alien the whole time, or what?
Fucking John Adams.
But, anyway, you kill him, and, like, his soul flies away and activates something in deep space, and then, like, this giant portal, this, like, giant Stargate thing opens up, and these figures start walking through it, and then they walk into the light, and it's like wearing fucking Gears of War style power armor is like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington with the wig.
Yeah.
I think Teddy Roosevelt's in there.
All
somewhere.
Of the dollar bills.
Like, and a bunch of presidents.
Lincoln is wearing the hat, by the way.
That's right.
I thought I saw him wearing the hat.
So, yeah.
It wasn't, but it's been a while since I've seen that.
But so. And then the guy, the Conduit dude's reaction is like, you guys are here to help you. Or something, when they say something.
They're like, we're here to help.
Yeah. Then that's the ending. That's
the ending of the franchise.
Or come with us. We're here to help. Something like that.
And then they fight zombies.
And spoiler. I shouldn't say. What the fuck are we supposed to do now? Where does this podcast go?
I don't know. Phone
calls already?
Yeah, phone calls.
Question of the week?
We also have question of the week. You want to just
answers
do that?
To last week's question.
Yes. It was a question mark, like, what would you like to see from a new show? And you guys were...
Yeah, kids were really scared of that, because the title of 150 was Beginning of the End. We couldn't reveal what the question of the week was, because it would reveal the surprise announcement at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So...
And we titled it Beginning of the End, because, well, one, I'm really worried that nobody cares anymore if it's twice a week.
Well, I think those 1,000 comments prove people care.
They almost made 1,000 comments.
It's after it's over 1,000.
Is it? Just now?
Today.
Oh, I'm goaded them on Twitter so many times.
I tweeted the 1,000th comment.
Did you?
Which was, I have a Metroid on my ass, in all caps.
awesome.
Got 1,000 comments. Now, the question after that is, there's just enough room for 4 digits in the comments box. Now, do we have a Final Fantasy-style comment box that only allows 9999? Or can we go to 10,000 comments?
We can go 10. I don't know.
I don't care what you put in there now. Just go nuts. Let's see if it can go to 10,000.
Seriously.
Yeah, let's see if we can break it. Like, yeah.
I want to know.
Like, breaks.
Like, I really want to know, does it break? Does it push the box out of the... No, I just want to know what happens.
What did our question of the week last week break down to? Like, what would you want to see from a show twice a week?
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody was outrageously positive and cool. The biggest drawback was like, this episode isn't numbered, and like people were fucking angry about that. I get that because like remember in 151, mm-hmm. like remember in 89, like that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's easy to say, but I just thought it'd be more convenient and less confusing. Because now those milestones don't mean anything.
When you double up. Yeah, it's just like when Amazing Spider-Man came out times a month.
It's exactly like that.
And they went up to issue 600 so fast. Like 600 almost didn't matter.
It's exactly like that. We're at episode 200. That'll be in fucking 3 months. Like what? No.
It'll be in like 6 months.
It'll be like 3 months.
It'll be 50. It'll still be 50 weeks.
All right.
Well, no, 25 weeks.
There you go.
25 weeks.
There you go. I don't know. Fine.
And you won't remember the E3 week podcast.
No, under no circumstances. But
no one had a problem with that.
The question of the week was like, what would you like to see from a further show? And the phone calls should reflect that, because that was the thing everybody seemed to want to get rid of.
A lot of people weren't fans of phone calls. Yeah.
They drag on. I mean, it sucks because we want to play your phone calls, but then we play like 10 in a row.
I found a solution, which also means phone calls will suffer this week. But Mushu says the forum community loves getting involved, speculating, arguing, and doing Photoshops. Is probably your greatest asset. That would be at the risk. That would be at risk if the relevancy time of any contribution is reduced by a couple of days. Good point.
Well, that's why when I put together the page for the Tuesday one, I actually included one Photoshop just because I used a Batman 5273 one as the content stream image. But other than that, I did not include any fan things. Because I figured the Friday one should be the fan appreciation one.
Fan Friday.
I don't know about that either. I think we'll focus on a lot of the fan stuff in the Friday one, but I want it to be a normal show. That's why we did everything we did this week. We did news. We did a bunch of like new games previews.
Sound
effects you can't hear anywhere else. Blasto, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Tanag? Mm-hmm. I think there needs to be more Tyler Nagata.
Ooh.
A lot more, in fact. I think you should give him his own segment. And to that I say,
perfect.
Ta-da!
Well, thank you. That was a really kind comment. And I've also been getting a lot of nice, kind private messages to, Games Radar, Tyler Nagata? Is that how we...
I don't know.
Just like here and there, it's like, oh, you should come on the podcast.
Oh, but Charlie's totally lost to us. He's just gone. Sorry, guys.
He could have been on today.
Sorry, guys. Well, he's probably still outside.
No, he probably wanted to go home early because he stayed late the last 2 days capturing stuff for his feature.
Mm-hmm.
Which was excellent. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Bone Picker says, I hope you guys focus on more game news for the earlier show and just features, nerd culture, blowout on the Friday show. See, this is where I'm confused because I think the news is more important to talk about in the middle to the end of the week.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of news that comes out on Saturday through Monday.
Yeah, no. Tuesday, I think we proved that I liked in our Tuesday pilot episode since it posts on Tuesday, and that's when new games come out. But that's when we talk about new games.
Yeah, and by the time it posts, like hopefully people who review new games will be able to talk about new games they're reviewing right then. Mm-hmm.
But I bet Michael will not talk about L.A. Noire at all next week.
No,
I bet that.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
He's too bad.
But next week Tuesday, you could for wait what?
He's doing that on another podcast.
Oh, he is.
He's talking all about another podcast.
He's calling into Giant Bomb.
I've got. Better podcast.
I see.
The higher quality of people.
Everything hurts right now. Everything.
Higher quality of
people. 8-Bit Baby says, the thing I want is more of you guys reflecting on some of the articles that you post on GR, which I don't think we've done a lot of lately. Mm-hmm. It seems that you guys never talk a lot about stuff that gets posted on the site. Some, but not a lot. But I tried to do that today.
Yeah.
Before reading your comment. Like, I'm desperate for content. And we were talking about things that might come back. Flynn MX has more news stories. A new user. Look at that. A new user. Skull Kid says more dreams, sketches, and fireworks. Lots and lots of fireworks. That can all happen.
I'll try my best to write sketches every week on top of my other work.
There you go.
Sketches are tough.
I might have written a sketch in the middle of the segment. I don't know. I don't know. But more dreams next week for sure.
I'll make sure to have a dream for you.
No, I have someone. I have someone coming on from another outlet to talk a bit about dreams and these. It fucking creeps me
from
out,
Dream
too.
Radar.
No.
The EIC.
No, someone who's never been on the show.
The EIC.
Someone. A girl. A girl.
That sounds like
a dame.
I hear they have vaginas.
The dames. Don't scare her away. I think she does listen on occasion.
I'm sorry.
Hank Venture says mixing up the groups. Also very possible in future shows.
I thought it was really fun when Carolyn hosted.
I didn't like that so much.
Really?
I wasn't even here. I don't,
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Didn't listen to it.
I don't know. Angry Scotsman and Lumberjack Boz. I hope the tangents remain.
Mm-hmm.
Did they go anywhere today? Did they go anywhere on 151?
Well, there was a Dream Team tangent.
Yeah. The Dream Team. I brought a movie with Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd. No one in the world will mention the Dream Team ever again. But you want to know why I mentioned it? That VHS came with our first VCR. Yes.
It reminds me of getting Adam's Family at McDonald's and then never opening it.
You remember buying Raiders of the Lost Ark at McDonald's as well? They sold all the Indiana Jones for like $3.
I remember buying an episode of Ninja Turtles at Burger King.
Yeah. There were four tapes.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got Sky Turtles.
That's the one I didn't have.
Did we close out with
I remember thinking
your
it was terrible.
Man, you guys got cool stuff from McDonald's. I just got Garfield glasses.
Yeah.
You
lived in Hawaii.
I loved my Garfield
which
glasses.
I go thrifting almost every weekend just on accident, mm-hmm. and that's like the main thing I buy is those shitty McDonald's cartoon glasses. Yeah. I just bought Camp Snoopy glasses out the ass.
I still have the Garfield glasses at my parents' house.
It's great because I know when my girlfriend dumps me, she's not going to take those. Like they'll just be mine.
Aren't they yours now?
I will say, but I'll have
when she leaves.
Is she putting her girl germs on your cup?
I've learned in several situations when I break up with somebody who lives with me, the dishes are going to go away. I'll have nothing to hold liquids. I'll have to hold my head under the faucet and maybe drink out of my
only
bowl.
What did you do
bowl.
Before she lived there?
It doesn't matter. Eating is for the weak.
When she leaves, she'll say...
It's because you're weak to hunger.
I have things to do.
When she leaves, she'll say, you can keep the cartoon crap. That's all you care about.
Yeah, pretty much. That is what happened last time.
A little too soon, Henry.
No, not too soon. Fuck her. Anyway.
Wait, whoa.
Not
the
new
other one.
No. The fucking 07 model. That one. I'm done with
that. Yeah, I don't like her.
Yes, I'm done with
yes,
that one.
Yes, great save. Faces covered.
Booble Drop says book reviews. The first episode of the week should be nothing but book reviews and Muppets.
I want a couple books
read by Muppets.
Ooh.
Oh, that
anybody do a good Muppet impression?
You were doing as the Swedish Chef earlier today.
As Joe McNeely repeatedly told us, he's friends with Frank Oz. So
Jesus Christ, hear that story. So many good. Goddamn time.
No. I did talk to a guy who's next door neighbors with fucking Dave Goals, Gonzo.
Wow.
He lives next to Gonzo.
Remember when we were at PAX East and I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy who was representing Telltale Games and he was like, yeah, I auditioned to be a Muppet arm.
Yeah. He's like nonchalant about it, like, I did that once or twice. Like,
what? And you mentioned the Christmas.
Will you sign my arm?
He knew everything. And he's like, it's just business, man. I know everything about the Muppets. Like, I know
And
everything.
He was like, yeah, you have to keep your arm vertical for 8 hours a day. And I didn't have the stamina to do this. But I auditioned as Grover and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck?
I actually spent a lot of Monday night watching the saddest Muppet songs from the show.
God damn, why?
One of my favorite. Well, it all started because you may remember at the at that movie at the Midnight for Maniacs we went to, it had that Bugsy Malone trailer.
Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone. And all the music is done by Paul Williams. Wrote a ton of Muppet music.
Muppet movie, Muppet show, Emmett Otter, he did all the Emmett
Otter.
Yeah.
Emmett Otter.
And so then I watched one of his songs, which is the only version I ever found is
also,
the Muppet show.
He's the bad guy in Phantom of the Paradise, he's Little Ennis in Smokey and the Bandit. He's an awesome human being.
But he's also, it's a sad situation because he was a songwriter in the 70s, but he's hideous. He doesn't look good.
He's just short.
So he can't be a star. No, he has a weird curl to his mouth.
What was the name of the movie you just said?
What?
Phantom of the
Phantom of the Paradise?
That sounds like a fucking Game Loft game.
Stop it. Don't you dare.
Bugsy Malone.
I just want to see, what is it, Matilda, the fucking kangaroo
What's
movie?
The song? This is Ralph.
Of course, Ralph.
Tickling the Ivories.
I was going to say, it's when I go play cards at the saloon.
That's how a lot of Paul Williams songs sound.
Throw it back, says Marilla.
Get to the point, Ralph.
Sad song that used to be our song.
Dude, he's as tall as Ralph.
The one you just played.
All right, Henry, talk about your sad song experience.
Well, so then I listened to a bunch of them, and I watched the Linda Ronstadt episode, Liza Minnelli episode.
In Toys R Us, they would play Muppet Show songs, and one of them began with a dialogue between Kermit opening the door.
Ah, what's doing? What's over here?
And he opens the door.
Linda Ronstadt.
and then the crowd went,
yes!
I can't believe it, the crowd that isn't there.
And they talk for like a minute before the song starts that they're singing in the overhead PA of a fucking...
cycle through that every day.
Yes, Linda Ronstadt.
I do love that song. I do. I love it quite a bit.
Did you feel like you're in Groundhog Day?
My emotion left me blind.
Keep going, bro.
A fool I left behind. An angel's glow.
God, Paul Williams looks amazing. He's wearing pedophile sunglasses.
That's sympathy.
Let's do anything else.
Anything, really.
Well, they wanted tangents. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, man.
And tangent done. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go off on a tangent from this tangent. So,
what more? Sure, I just
I'm
looked
sure
up
he has more answers.
Muppet Beatles songs. There, all the clicking.
But first, to get things started, we...
Anyway, on the next page, I'll say... Gruber7693 says sketches. Sketches. Mm-hmm. You might have heard one. Juice and Pancakes. He'll keep listening.
Juice and Pancakes.
He'll keep listening only if Matt Keys gets to make his own podcast, The Super Supernatural Hour.
Ooh.
I agree with that. Griff wants stronger booze in the new podcast. I don't disagree. Phantom of the Crank Corps, gonna miss the drunken rambling. Did it really go anywhere? Ninja Dev Bear, if it means more Keist, more Grimm, more Nagata, or Mark Carolyn, I'm all for it.
I will say this episode started remarkably sober. And then
is like my fifth beer.
About 40 minutes in, it got better. We should have shaved the podcast and then saved Shadows of the Dam.
Do you want to just do it again?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right.
Just start it all over.
Here we go.
So Shadows of the Dam, you have this floating skull and his name is Johnson.
What? Johnson?
And there's a bunch of dick jokes like Johnson, One-Eyed Willie, and Big Boner is the name of
Wait,
guy.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Is it Boner or Big Boner?
Big
Boner.
We're going to start over. Hold on.
Okay,
new
good.
Show. New show. Anyway.
All right.
That song still gives me a little bit of goosebumps as it builds up.
It should.
Know?
Johnson, what the hell is that thing?
Holy cow!
Shadow of the Damned, I'm telling you.
So many sounds on top of each other.
No. Even I'm annoyed. We have new users. Bullet Swine. Kua Sandruo.
So racist.
Pure Darkness. Barbed Wire. Tino. Wolfman 3000. Sexual Tyrannosaurus. Arus 13, Old Man Light, and Death Metal Bacon. Beautiful name.
Well, you know, Chris, I saw a lot of comments asking for more Hank's Corner, too.
Was it a lot or two?
I think it was at least four.
Well,
I saw
one of them was from me.
In Soviet Russia,
another one was Hank's mom.
Dates recall Brett Elston says in all caps, I want to see you guys spend 2 hours talk about what you guys are playing.
He was joking.
I know he's joking.
Sarcasm much?
Yeah. We have a new question of the Wick.
And I realize that our comments are apparently so broken that people can't comment on our page.
Well, the captions are not
I
nice.
Guess it's what it
They're
is.
They're not nice, but you can't refresh ridiculous. Them, and they don't get any better. New question of the week. Do you have a favorite Easter egg from a game? Because if it's audio-related, I'll try and find it next week.
Yeah, that would
week.
Be preferred, actually.
I have been busy, and I'm going to do this as a light tease. Let's say as little about it as possible. I'm just saying Talk Radar the movie.
Wait a minute.
That's it?
That's all you're going to say?
Yes.
For right now.
Totally fail. Yes.
But yes. How am I going to go to sleep tonight?
I don't know. I have to talk to the director tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Good gravy.
Anyway, we already have the posters. We're good. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Graboids.
Right.
But your favorite Easter egg. Mm. Easter egg. Easter egg-a-fi. Mm. I'm gonna cheat. But it is an Easter egg. Mm. Fucking Yoshi in Mario 64 blew my fucking mind. Knowing he was there.
Yeah.
And like, what? And you're gonna do it? I'm a little bit on the throne of my house. What? And if I had my Mario sound effects queued up, why not World instead of everything else?
Yes! I knew you were good.
I saw Yoshi! He gave me 120 lives!
Which is so
useful. If only the rest of the game had done that for me. There's tons of games with Easter eggs. Like, Metal Gear is wrought with Easter eggs. And clearly there's something in a Blizzard game or a StarCraft game.
Well, I did find... This is sort of a World of Warcraft anime reference.
Let's do it.
There's this anime series I really love. I recommend it to all you guys. It's called Gurren Lagann.
Say it again?
Gurren Lagann.
Does that translate to anything?
It's on Hulu Instant, I just saw.
I think it translates to I will never watch that.
Yes.
It's really good.
Or Pubeless Dick.
I'm serious. It's really good.
Pubes are hard to draw.
Yeah. But there's this sort of like... song that plays every time that something cool is about to happen, and you know the main characters are about to overcome adversity or whatever. And there's a series of WoW quests that goes along with the sound with the verse in the song.
I think I have that song. My bad. This is just the Dragon Ball Z Japanese intro, but I do like he would teach
sung by the Lucky Star person.
If I could teach a dinosaur to ride a ball. I would. I do love Hedgehella. Anybody else with a favorite Easter egg?
I'm trying to think of something, but...
I've got one.
Odds are you haven't played a game, Elston. I want to hear from Henry. Yeah. He's the real gamer.
He'll probably go first.
Well, one of my favorites was playing... Super Mario RPG and happening upon Link sleeping in bed.
Yeah.
That was a really cool one.
I had to try and track down those screens of like Samus and Link in that game. Mm-hmm. That game is phenomenal, by the way. It's still really fucking good.
Yeah, I prefer Paper Mario to it, but Paper Mario is like one of my favorite games ever.
I don't, because that was very serious about being an RPG, whereas some of that was let go into the
Paper Mario wanted to simplify it a bit, yes.
But the other ones, like, they got rid of some of the RPG elements, and that one was really fucking...
But they all ended up giving us Bowser's Inside Story and Superstar Saga, which are both very good.
Such a good game.
Yeah, I'm behind
The things that come to my mind were, like, finding out that, like, the... Well, like, we already played the Zelda whistle music was in Mario 3. Like, that was a great... Like, Nintendo referencing itself from, like, 1989. Come
on! That is where the sound effect used to be, which I replaced.
And then one of the first other things that really kind of really blew my mind about hiding something like that in a game was Chun-Li in Breath of Fire, knowing that Capcom would hide that.
Did you just discover that on your own?
I must have seen it in like EGM or something, or Nintendo Power maybe, but I definitely did it and then walked in the room and was like, oh my god, it's Chun-Li.
I always love the references to Sam and Max, and specifically Max the Rabbit that LucasArts would used to put into its games for whatever reason. Like, there was one in fucking Shadows of the Empire where there's like, here's just a giant, like, Max head that's all silvery, and you can grab it while you're on your... hover cycle or whatever that thing's called.
Oh, right. The bike.
Yeah,
it's a cool fucking toy, by the way.
Yeah. And, there's like one in Day of the Tentacle where he's got a powdered wig and in a portrait, and he's Max Addicts.
Also reminds me of, they kind of count, but I mean, I guess you would find them inevitably, but fucking like Spider-Man and Tony Hawk and like...
Oh, yeah.
And
Spider-Man in the first Punisher game.
Yeah. And really, like...
Or Punisher in the first PlayStation Spider-Man game.
That happened too?
Yeah.
My. Yeah. Or Spider-Man in the Shinobi game. Let's rerun the last
That's not
episode.
Really an Easter egg, though. That's just a boss that shows up.
Don't ever correct me like that in front of the listeners again, Michael.
No, I'm sorry. I know there's no precedent for it.
In fact, Michael has an article called 55 Awesome Character 55 Awesome Character Cameos.
Oh yeah, yes.
I knew I'd found those, the fucking Samus and Link,
exactly,
before.
That was so, like the first time I'd seen them in,
you can
like
check that out for
years.
Inspiration if you want it. But yeah, let us know at gamesradar.com/forums.
Mm.
But don't limit yourself to character cameos. It could be sound, any music.
Especially if there's a sound. Yeah.
It could be a non existent Popeye noise.
I hope kids today are being shown Popeye. Oh, man, Popeye is a timeless character.
There's a cartoon. Just type in Popeye.
Yeah, kids can still really relate to a sailor coming home from World War II.
It's totally unrelatable.
Yeah, like, he was coming home from World War I.
I mean, but I never thought about that. But I bought the first Popeye collection, the 8th cartoon. Type in Popeye, something like sleep baby, and like there's a baby trying to sleep, and everything that almost wakes the baby up, Popeye punches, including somebody playing a trumpet in their own house, like, ah, you mug, boom! And like, he just, it was the solution to all problems, punching. And it makes it an awesome cartoon. It, like that Steven Seagal thing you laughed at a long time ago. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, that was Popeye, man. Like, he just punched people across the, fly across the globe and come back and punch him again.
Chris, it all makes sense when you realize that our grandparents' generation were all wife-beating alcoholics.
Yes, that also makes a lot of sense, and they had one eye.
He was usually only punching jerks who were jerkier than he was.
But that was the 8th cartoon, and none of them were jerks, but just like people going on their everyday lives. Oh, my truck backfired. Oh shit! Ow! Like punch.
Clean shaven man is my favorite Popeye.
Clean shaven man. Yeah. Those clips you heard today were from Blow Me Down. Oh. Blow Me Down, the colorized version. I apologize. Boo.
Have you seen the Robert Altman?
700,000 times. I
so
love that.
That's
movie.
A thumbs up.
Oh,
even
time.
As a kid, it bored
big
me.
Time. Really? I heard in Italy that set is still there in a popular tourist attraction. I can't wait to fucking go to like it's somewhere in Tuscany. Now the village is insane. It's like everything like Waterworld. What a shitty movie. Like Popeye has the exact same set.
It's fun. Well, as a kid, I didn't like it because I remembered Popeye cartoons as just him punching people, but. At least the Fleischer ones were actually musicals. Like they sang all the time in them.
That's
so.
What was hard to find a clip of Popeye talking without music because he usually like muttered under his breath while things were happening.
Yeah, right.
I guess that's pretty good. Try this on for sure.
I guess that's pretty good for a Jew. Let's try this.
Same with the Popeye movie. Why did it have to be a fucking origin story? Like, who is not familiar with this character? Who is not going like, what the fuck is this? Why is he afraid of spinach? Why is he not hitting people all the time?
Every performance, though, is so good. Shelley Duvall?
Well, she was born to play olive oil.
Seriously? Yeah. And the Bluto guy? Just
also,
that's all he did, and eat glass.
What's his face? His poop deck pappy? Like,
you all made an apology. Like, I even love that guy. I don't even know who the fuck. He's olive oil's dad.
And the wimpy looks good. The wimpy
he'll gladly pay someone Tuesday. You know,
for a podcast ending today.
Speaking of it's time for phone calls, and a lot of people hated these. But what I went ahead to do is pre-screen them.
Oh,
for good content.
Ooh.
And what that means is that I tried to pre-screen. I pre-screened about a fifth of the actual phone calls and deleted the other ones.
Oh. No,
on accident.
No,
it's a thankless task. It takes forever. Sorry, guys.
I was saying, oh, in joke form.
This is Fantastic Mr. Fox from the forums. I think it's a bad idea that the podcast should be shorter because I think the podcast is going to lose a lot of its personality without you guys drunk as hell.
Hello?
That always makes me laugh every time.
Right.
Chris can still get drunk in an hour.
You should see how hungover Chris was on Tuesday.
It's fucking terrible. I had to film Trailer Trash and talk about Talk Radar, the movie.
That phone
call. To somebody
who
may have won an Oscar.
You
like,
guys,
it was fucking terrible.
I could tell you guys had been drinking when I heard you.
I stopped because I knew I didn't want to do it twice.
I didn't know that, and I'm doing it again.
That phone call made me realize we're a bad influence to the youth of today. Yeah.
No. Big titty smoke crack. Next phone call.
Hey, this is my sister's menstruation tastes funny. So you guys are canceling the podcast so you can
get like a copper taste
on us? I haven't heard the new podcast yet. What the fuck? This is radically different than what I'm used to. How can you guys be so selfish? Obviously, I must have taken bribes from the other guys in the office. You know what? I give Talk Radar 151 a zero. Zero. Yeah, you remember that. Next time you message the internet.
I like that.
Zero out of zero?
A 0 out of 0. That's good. That's 100%, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Good job, Michael.
That's 1,000,000%.
Hey, guys. Great podcast. This is Anders from Denver. Ender something or other. I was just calling to see if you guys were doing any sort of E3 thing for fans, like a meetup or anything. Because
what did he ask, Henry?
I somehow just want a ticket to E3.
He's not done.
And I'd feel very disappointed if I didn't get to meet my second favorite podcast crew.
What?
What's his second favorite bullshit? I'm not telling you shit. Fuck that.
Well, you're our 1,500th favorite fan.
Yeah, call back when we're your favorite, and then I'll tell you that we might be doing something Thursday the 9th.
I bet his favorite podcast crew is Pokemon Monday.
Better. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be acceptable. but yeah, if you're in
Henry Gilbert.
A bunch of fucking queers and their monsters.
Yeah, this is my
Pocket
third,
Monsters.
My third podcast appearance this week.
Are you serious? You can't be in any more podcasts for the rest of May, Henry.
I'm cutting you off.
Thank you, man. I kid. I like this new format. I like getting home at 10 at night instead of 1 in the morning.
Nice. Well, we'll see.
That way you can get your 10 in.
I get my 8 hours of sleep.
10 hours of sleep.
8 hours.
If you're in the LA area, I'm trying to confirm we're doing something that Thursday night. I think it's the 9th.
I'll be at Lizzie's show. Just look it up.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll be
Meltdown,
there.
Meltdown, motherfuckers. But I'll be there.
We'll have to. We're trying to get that actually confirmed that we will be able to all stay as a work environment. But yes, make sure you're clear. It has nothing to do with E3 proper, so like you don't have to get into E3 to do this. So just
this guy does have an E3 pass.
So. Oh, I see.
Well, won one from his second.
Do not
podcast.
Talk to us at E3.
All right,
we're busy. We'll be busy.
No, please do. Last year, Charlie and I got stopped a couple times going to see Mafia 2. It was really nice. Huh. It was very surprising.
Hey, he's still
nice. Hey, this is Joe Master Baby.
Joe Master Baby.
I just wanted to say that Chris's story about buying chameleons out of a boy's life. I don't know, I just found that very funny because I actually bought a chameleon a few months ago and I actually got it from a reptile breeder, so yeah. But, I just found that story very funny. Keep up the good work, guys, and I'm all for the 2 podcasts a week. See ya.
If only you had a reptile.
I'm guessing it's a real chameleon and not those anoles that they always say are chameleons, like in pet stores.
Or just when they're iguanas and they call them chameleons. It might change color.
Like, real chameleons are endearingly creepy.
Yeah, they are.
And anoles just look like little lizards that will change from brown to green.
Next vogue.
Hey, Doc Radar. This is Samuel the Geek, or Tess Samuel from Twitter. And I just wanted to say good luck on the 2 podcast a week schedule. And I just wanted to thank you guys for letting me be a part of this Games Radar community thing.
You're welcome.
And also, I want to recap on some awesome memories. Brett kicking my ass at Street Fighter, me winning the Wii Christmas time competition, and that's how I found the podcast.
What?
Oh, yeah, and at E3, where I sat on Chris and Tyler's bed of their hotel room as Chris continually apologized to me, saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not more entertaining." And Tyler basically punching his computer because he was trying to write up a preview for Super Scribble Knots. Anyway, see you all later.
This is a sad tale.
Chris is
but I have no idea how you got back to our hotel room and we had agonizing work to do.
Yeah. Well, that does sound like Chris. Well,
that also sounds like E3.
Also sounds like E3. Wasn't the time I woke up on the plane, just yelled, "I'm not funny," and went back to sleep?
When we were leaving PAX, like, I was in between you and Tyler on the plane, and like you fell asleep, and you just like mumbled to yourself, like, "God, I'm not funny."
I remember something I said on the show, and like, and I couldn't. It was so painful. I could not verbalize it. I hate it when that happens.
But it came out of nowhere, and I'm like, wait,
no, it's just
what?
Something I thought about. I know how that stuff happens.
Yeah.
They call me Meat Market. They call me the Meat Market from the forums. I just want to let y'all know I teach a boot camp and I use some Street Fighter music from OC Remix for some of the music for that. One day, my boss's husband walks in, stops dead in his tracks, looks me in the eye, and says, "Dull theme," and we were both overjoyed. Anyway, I just want to let y'all know
that's awesome.
You might get a kick out of it. Yep. Love the podcast. Have a good one.
That's a great way to limber up to some OC Remix Dull theme.
If that's the from HD Turbo Remix, my friend Matt did, Richter is in the credits. Matt Hackett. He did some of the music.
Really?
He
oh, did, yeah, that's right.
He contributed some of the songs to that. And also shout out to Larry Oji from OC Remix, who bumped into a PAX East.
Don't care for
him. No. It's a rude man.
Just kidding. I love fucking OC Remix. God damn it. We might have to figure out a song to play with them at the end of the show.
Hey, guys. This is Chris, Beast 13 on the site. Close. Just finished work not too long ago. It's like 4:30 in the morning here. Finished listening to episode 150 on the way home from work. Fucking heard the announcement about the twice a week thing. I'm fucking psyched about that. Figured I'd call in and just let you guys know it's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's going to make my week a lot more bearable and a lot more awesome and a lot more full of snacky happiness.
Yeah. I awesome. Love snacky happy.
It almost sounded like he was about to cry when he said bearable. Like,
bearable.
Well, he was tired. Oh. He got home from working.
I
a
saved
really
this. This is a long one.
He was digging dishes all day.
But we all love Turbo Bison. Oh yeah. PTFGN. Fucking. I pre-listened to these. He's fucking hammered. Just hammered.
I probably never finished this drunk calling anyone. Yes, it's Turbo Bison, not Turbo Angie Graham. She's awesome, though. I really want to call and say I love this show, and you guys are like a weird kind of like awesome inspiration and shit, right? And I don't understand why I can't be as awesome, right? I don't know.
You can.
But
you're doing
awesome.
Great, buddy.
And you guys are awesome. And I'm probably over 30 seconds. I don't give a fuck. All right, Chris, whatever.
Amazing. And I lost my sound effect.
I spilled things on this iPad. Why would I do that?
Let's get out of here. Someone want to pick a song this week? Did any good games come out with good sounds or music? Michael, do you know? Can you name any song from L.A. Noire? You didn't hear it in L.A. Noire.
But I didn't hear it in L.A. Noire?
You didn't. But you don't have to tell Rockstar that. It's a public domain. It's just a song from L.A. Noire.
I did record all that Shadows of the Damned music.
Sure.
It's the title screen music from Akira Yamaoka. And, yeah, I mean, his music is always fucking great, and this is the title screen music that also has a zombie jumping up every minute to yell at you. So right.
I wonder when
deal with that. But
I wonder when he's going to start designing games again, too.
Like, stop it. You're trying to... No more conversation.
No, the music in Shadows of the Damned, very good. Like, it's very atmospheric, but it's also
my
got a lot of...
My head is sweating.
It's got
you
a lot.
Start talking about...
Here's a song from L.A. Noire. Stone Cold Dead in the Market.
I really thought you were going to sing. But we'll do that next week.
We can do that next week.
But
yeah, Shadows of the Damned title screen music's really good.
All right, guys, we're gonna leave, and please bear with us through the transition. Soft launch.
It's growing pains.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.